Are you throwing rocks? They're fun to throw for some reason. It's satisfying to throw a smooth stone out onto a still lake and try to skip it on the water as many times as you can. It's fun to throw a rock and see how many ripples you can make or how big a splash it can create. And pea gravel, those small little rocks they use at playgrounds, can be just as entertaining to a kid as the monkey bars. When my girls were little, I had to remind them not to throw rocks. We do not throw rocks. It's dangerous to throw rocks. You could hit someone and hurt them. Well, back in Jesus' day, stoning was a horrible form of capital punishment. The guilty person was surrounded by a group of accusers with a supply of rocks to throw. One morning, Jesus was teaching at the temple, and he was interrupted by a group of religious scholars and Pharisees that wanted him arrested and out of the way. They were always trying to test him so they could incriminate him in something. They bring him a woman who had been caught in the act of adultery. Now, by the old law, she would have been sentenced to be stoned. So they question Jesus and say, "Here's what Moses in the law commanded. What do you say?" In John chapter 8, verse 7, Jesus responds, "Let any one of you who is without sin be the first to throw a stone at her." This is the point in the story where the mic drops. Silence, I'm sure, as slowly the crowd begins to walk away one by one. Why? Because in a moment of where the only thing they are focused on is someone else's sin, Jesus calls them to an awareness of their own. How quick we are to want to pick up a rock and throw it at those around us in judgment. We are all guilty, and God forgive us for thinking we have the right to sit on any judgment seat. Jesus came to fulfill a law that we could never keep, and he made a way for grace and forgiveness and calls us out of darkness into the light of following him. So when the crowd is gone, it's just Jesus and the woman standing there. Jesus doesn't walk away. No, he goes a bit further, offering this woman not only grace, but also truth, as he then says in verse 11 of chapter 8, "Go and sin no more." Jesus described her sin as darkness, and those ready to throw stones were just as guilty. Are you the woman being accused? Maybe in the middle of consequences of your sin? Step out of that darkness into the light of truth and grace. Maybe you're throwing rocks, and it feels good and powerful to sit in that seat of judgment. Step out of that darkness into the light of truth and grace. How quickly we throw stones today, and with stone in hand, we condemn others for doing the very same thing. You can never shine the light of Jesus if you're walking in the darkness of sin or standing in the darkness of judgment. That's the truth. So like I used to tell my kids, let's stop throwing rocks. Walk in the light of grace, truth, and forgiveness. I'm Lori Klein.